Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bill Halal is our guest, Dr. Bill Halal, the author of Technology's Promise. Bill, your website is techcast.org, right?
.org.
.org. T-E-C-H-C-A-S-T, techcast.org. And tell us a little bit about TechCast.
Yeah, well, TechCast is the, I think, the best forecasting system in the world. We pool the knowledge of 100 experts around the world to forecast breakthroughs in all fields of technology. It's all done online, and it's updated in real time. And the information goes out to our clients, subscribers, mm-hmm. corporations, and governments around the world. We were cited by the National Academies as one of the top three systems they could find. And
wow.
They really were implying that we have the best system.
And, folks, this is an entrepreneurial project.
That's right. It's
that Bill Halal created since he and I've known each other. And, Bill, I mean, the expertise that goes into this that you've been accumulating your whole life, but it was
20 years.
It was your brainchild, and yeah. I've watched it and we've been telling my audience about it, and so I'm very proud of you for the entrepreneurial and the technological capability that you brought together there, that innovation you brought together. It's very innovative, very entrepreneurial.
Yeah, next time we're together, tell that to my wife.
I will. Techcast.org. Bill, you had a third market failure.
Yeah, I want to mention a third market failure. I think it's important to talk about these things. You know, we have to face reality as
yep.
business people. The third one is income inequality, which has reached the levels it was at during the Roaring Twenties. And many economists think that that's what led to the Great Depression. There's an article, a wonderful article in the Washington Post by their business editor, Steve Perlstein, recently. And he points out how extreme the income inequality is and that it hurts competitiveness. And it leads to more, the greater possibility of bubbles and collapses.
Yep, yep.
And the really big harm it does is it destroys the central purpose that
What do you think has given rise to this inequality?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the change in technology. You know, we're a knowledge-based economy.
Yep.
A lot of people can't participate in that.
Is it part of the structural unemployment?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm not sure what the answer is.
Yeah.
But here's how bad it is. This wonderful growth that we saw during the Reagan-Bush boom, you know, that 30-year wonderful
Reagan-Bush, Clinton-Bush.
Clinton too, right. That was wonderful, but here's what the result was. Almost all of that, those gains went to the top 10% of earners in our country. And the top 1% took half of it.
Uh-huh.
Half of it.
How would you resolve that? How would you change that?
Jim, I don't know. I think we need a cultural shift. I don't think you can legislate this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think the idea that bankers and movie stars and basketball players should get hundreds of millions of dollars.
I completely agree with that.
Is wacko.
Well, but see, that's because these are our heroes now, though.
I know, but
the professor emeritus of China of science, technology, and innovations aren't our heroes anymore.
That's right. It flies in the face of the new realities we face of limited resources and limits on consumption. To see these people have all of this money, it's like a super class.
But of course, Bill, you know that people who you're not talking about the people who work hard and are successful and they're good hard work and their smarts created that wealth for them. You're not begrudging them of that wealth, are you, Bill?
No, I'm not. But the net effect is terribly divisive for the country.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not good for a country. And that's I think economists all agree with that. it's hard.
Well, all of them don't agree with that because I have them on my show, and they believe that it, you know, it's not inequity when someone works hard. Look, I'm working hard. I want to be rich one day. I'd like to have that. I'd like to have you excoriating me because I'm a rich guy. But you know what? Bill? This year, I've created two new jobs.
Yeah, that's good.
I've given somebody a job. I'm not one of those rich guys, but on my way to hopefully one day being rich, I'm creating jobs. So that's something we have to pay attention to. Bill, when you come back next time, I want to talk about three disasters the government created. Can we do that one?
Well, absolutely. let me make it clear that I think it's all institutions. It's government.
The institutions, labor, they've let us down. The institutions have let us down.
That's right.
I agree. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Good.
Hey, Bill,
okay.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Bill Hallal, ladies and gentlemen, very smart guy and my friend. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.